Hello, my name is Heikki Malinen, and I'm going to tell you about the EU Energy Union. But first, about EU energy balance. The biggest part of the energy comes from outside the European Union. In 2016, 54% of energy was imported, and 46% was own energy. The energy mix is coming from different energy sources. The biggest one is the petroleum products with 35%, natural gas 23%, solid fuels 15%, and nuclear energy and renewable energies both 13%. These are the average values for the European Union, and the shares of different energy sources can vary very much between the member states. Here is an example of Finland. On the left, you can see on the top the renewables, which are 33% of Finnish energy mix. But in EU 28 average, it is much smaller. Also, nuclear energy is at a higher level in Finland than in EU average. On the other side, we have a smaller share of natural gas, oil, and solid fuels. Here we can see the energy dependency rate. On the left, we see the EU average, which was 54% in 2016, and it has increased from year 2000 when it was only 47%. Countries like Malta, Cyprus, and Luxembourg have almost 100% of energy dependency, which means that they have to import practically all their energy. On the right, we can see countries like Estonia and Denmark, which have well below 20% of energy dependency rate. But then, where does the energy come to Europe? Here we can see the petroleum products import, which is done mainly via pipelines, but also by ships. The most important country in importing petroleum products is Russia, with a 32% share in 2016. Other important countries are Norway, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Kazakhstan. In natural gas importance, Russia is again the most important country with 40% of share. The other important countries are Norway, Algeria, and Qatar. Mostly, the natural gas is coming via the pipelines, but from Qatar, for example, we are importing liquefied natural gas, LNG. In November 2018, the European Commission presented a new strategic long-term vision for a prosperous, modern, competitive, and climate-neutral economy by 2050. It shows how Europe could lead the way to climate neutrality. The vision for a climate-neutral future covers nearly all EU policies and is in line with the Paris Agreement objective to keep the global temperature increase well below 2 degrees centigrade. The purpose is not to set the targets, but merely to create a vision, as also the name says. Then, what is the Energy Union? Already a few years earlier, the European Commission launched a new strategy for a resilient energy union with a forward-looking climate change policy. The overall goal of the Energy Union is to give EU consumers, both households and businesses, secure, sustainable, competitive, and affordable energy. Achieving these goals requires very many fundamental transformations of Europe's energy system. Every year, the European Commission is monitoring the progress in the Energy Union and produces reports on that. One of the reasons why energy union is needed can be seen here. The current prices for electricity, here for industrial consumers, vary very much inside Europe. This means that our market is not working properly. The highest electricity prices are around 230 euros per megawatt hour, and the lowest are around 80 euros. And we can see that there are very many countries or areas well below our average values. Therefore, industry in other countries get an advantage compared to the European industry. The situation is very similar with the electricity for the households, and the situation is also quite similar if we are thinking of the natural gas. The Energy Union strategy is made of five closely interrelated and mutually reinforcing dimensions. And they aim to bring greater energy security, sustainability, and competitiveness. First of all, there is energy security, solidarity, and trust. This means that we must secure our energy production, and one part of that is, for example, we must have different sources of energy. Another one is the fully integrated internal energy market, which means that we must have, first of all, good connections between our networks, energy networks, possibility to sell and transfer energy from one country to another, and also we need some new legislation as well. Energy efficiency is the third important thing, and there is a lot to do in energy efficiency. For example, if we think of the transportation and buildings, but there is also a lot to do in industry. The fourth one is decarbonizing the economy, which means that we must, for example, have very many new sources of renewables like wind power and solar power all over the Europe. Research, innovation and competitiveness means, for example, that we have to concentrate our research efforts so that they help us in achieving these goals. Here we can see some examples how this energy union will affect to us. Here is how European Union is going to connect the gas markets. On the left we see the situation a few years ago, and we can see that there were countries which had only one supply source or two supply sources for natural gas. The goal is to make more supply sources, and on the right we can see that after 2022 the situation is much better. So practically this means that our gas network is better connected to each other. For Finland it means two things. First one is that we are going to make a new natural gas pipeline to Estonia. And the second one is that we will have five liquefied natural gas storages on the coast. In electricity, there is somehow similar development going on. The present situation can be seen on the left. There are some countries which have 10% of interconnection rate in Europe, and in 2020, there should be more and more connections between the national grids from one country to another. This helps, of course, to secure the energy production and also helps to have more similar price in different parts of Europe. 10% of interconnection rate is the beginning, but later it can reach 15-20%. Here is an example of Baltic area electricity network. In older times, each member country made the electricity network for their own use. There were not so many connections, and the electricity production was secured in all countries differently. But now there will be more connections. In Finland we have a good situation. In the north we have connections to Sweden. Then we have had some new connections, the cables from the western Finland to Sweden and southern Finland to Estonia. And for a long time we have also had a connection to Russia, where we have been importing a lot of electricity, but nowadays we can also export the energy to Russia if needed. So little by little these electricity network connections are developing all over the Europe. So this was a short introduction to EU Energy Union, and if you need to read more and get more details, here are two sources. The first one is European Commission's European Energy Union package published in 2015, and the other one is the Energy Union Fact Sheet Finland, which is published in 2018, and every year European Commission is publishing new reports concerning every member state. Thank you very much.